After about 20 minutes, we turned onto a small gravel road and I saw a small church. On the far side of the church, I saw a hand letter sign that read, Daffodil Garden. 聆听治愈美文，温暖在你耳边。亲爱的朋友你好，欢迎收听英语美文朗读。我是你的老朋友孟非 Phoenix。今天要和你分享的美文叫做 Daffodil Principle, 水仙花法则。Several times my daughter had telephoned to say, Mother, you must come to see the daffodils before they're over. I wanted to go, but it was a 2-hour drive from Laguna to Lake Arrowhead. I would come next Tuesday, I promised, a little reluctantly, on her third call. Next Tuesday, dawn cold and rainy. Still, I had promised,And so I drove there. When I finally walked into Caroline's house and hugged and greeted my grandchildren, I said, Forget the daffodils, Caroline. The road is invisible in the clouds and fog. There is nothing in the world except you and these children that I want to see bad enough to drive another inch. My daughter smiled calmly and said, We drive in this all the time, Mother.Well, you won't get me back on the road until it clears, and then I'm heading for home, I assured her. I was hoping you'd take me over to the garage to pick up my car. How far will we have to drive?
Just a few blocks, Caroline said. I'll drive, I'm used to this.
After several minutes I had to ask, Where are we going? This isn't the way to the garage.
We're going to my garage the long way, Caroline smiled, by way of the daffodils.
Caroline, I said sternly, please turn around.
It's all right, Mother. I promise you will never forgive yourself if you miss this experience.
After about 20 minutes, we turned onto a small gravel road and I saw a small church. On the far side of the church,I saw a hand letter sign that read, Daffodil Garden. We got out of the car and each took a child's hand, and I followed Caroline down the path. Then we turned a corner of the path, and I looked up and gasped. Before me lay the most glorious sight. It looked as though someone had taken a great vat of gold and poured itdown over the mountain peak and slopes. Each different color of variety was planted as a group so that it swirled and flowed like its own river with its own unique hue. There were 5 acres of flowers.
But who has done this? I asked Caroline.
Caroline pointed to a well-kept A-frame house.That looked small and modest amidst of all that glory. We walked up to the house. On the patio, we saw a poster. Answers to the questions I know you are asking was the headline. The first answer was a simple one. 50,000 bulbs, it read. The second answer was, one at a time by one woman.Two hands, 2 feet, and very little brain. The third answer was, begun in 1958. There it was, the daffodil principle. For me, that moment was a life-changing experience. I thought of this woman whom I had never met, who, more than 35 years before, had begun one bulb at a time to bring her vision of beauty and joy.To an obscure mountaintop. Just planting one bulb at a time, year after year, this unknown woman had forever changed the world in which she lived. She had created something of ineffable magnificence
beauty and inspiration. The principle her deaf doll garden taught is one of the greatest principles of celebration. That is, learning to move toward our goals and desires one step at a time, often just one baby step at a time. And learning to love the doing, learning to use the accumulation of time. When we multiply tiny pieces of time with small increments of daily effort, we too will find we can accomplish magnificent things. We can change the world. It makes me sad in a way. I admitted to Caroline, what might I have accomplished if I had thought of a wonderful goal 35 or 40 years ago and had worked away at its one bulb at a time through all those years? Just to think what I might have been able to achieve. My daughter summed up the message of the day in her Eurodirect way. Start tomorrow, she said. Okay, this is Mengfei Phoenix. Time to say goodbye and see you next time.